From the Heart, October 25. Last Day Delusions. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Before the last developments of the work of apostasy, there will not be clear and definite ideas concerning the mystery of God. One truth after another will be corrupted. There are many who deny the pre-existence of Christ, and therefore deny His divinity. They do not accept Him as a personal Savior. This is a total denial of Christ. He was the only begotten Son of God, who was one with the Father from the beginning. By Him the worlds were made. In denying the miraculous incarnation of Christ, many turn from other truths of heavenly origin and accept fables of Satan's invention. They lose spiritual discernment and practice that which is brought to them and impressed upon their minds through the agency of Satan. Spiritualism is about to take the world captive. There are many who think that spiritualism is upheld through trickery and imposture. But this is far from the truth. Superhuman power is working in a variety of ways, and few have any idea as to what will be the manifestations of spiritualism in the future. The foundation for the success of spiritualism has been laid in the assertions that have been made from the pulpits of our land. The ministers have proclaimed, as Bible doctrines, falsehoods that have originated from the arch-deceiver, the doctrine of consciousness after death, of the spirits of the dead being in communion with the living, has no foundation in the scriptures, and yet this theory is affirmed as truth. Through this false doctrine, the way has been opened for the spirits of devils to deceive the people in representing themselves as the dead. Satanic agencies personate the dead and thus bring souls into captivity. Satan has a religion. He has a synagogue and devout worshippers. The signs and wonders of spiritualism will become more and more pronounced as the professed Christian world rejects the plainly revealed truth of the Word of God and refuses to be guided by a plain, "Thus saith the Lord," accepting instead the doctrines and the commandments of men. The confederacy of evil will not stand. The Lord says, "Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. And he shall be for a sanctuary,